the United Nations and the Committee on the Peaceful Uses of Outer Space, with the support of the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs, they have recognized asteroid impacts as a global concern since long. And also, the committee endorsed recommendations for an international response to a near-Earth object impact threat.
Why do you think the public needs to become more aware of asteroids?
Yeah, in fact, this is the main goal of the International Asteroid Day. Really, the main goal is to raise public awareness of the potential impact from asteroids. And so we really believe that there are already a lot of actions ongoing, activities ongoing, in order to have all member states, at least most of them, celebrating and preparing for celebrate this International Asteroid Day, which is a celebration in one sense, because it's in any case a way of, as I said, trying to increase public awareness. But it's also, you know, a moment for continuing studies and initiatives and actions, also in terms of having more international cooperation in this field.
What are the chances of the next impact event, and does it have huge impacts on human life?
There is no evidence for the time being that is going to happen, but it's also true that we have to continue the process of knowing better and better to characterize asteroids and to be able also on a global scale to be prepared for a potential impact. I'd like to mention that the reason why the International Asteroid Day will be, in a way, celebrated on the 30th of June is because this is linked to a famous event. It's the anniversary of the Tunguska asteroid impact over Russia and over Siberia in the Russian Federation, which took place on the 30th of June, 1908. And in reality, it was not an impact, but it was a large explosion which happened on the Tunguska River exactly on the 30th of June, 1908. And in a way, the largest impact event on Earth in recorded history. And so we expect that in reality, we could have impact from asteroids, which are in principle, I mean, orbiting around the sun in their own orbits, and for various reasons, they could deviate from their, let's say, standard traditional orbit, and they could enter in the so-called trajectory at impact risk with Earth. And so that's the reason why we need it on a global scale to monitor continuously what's happening, and also to be able to react on a global scale to potential threat.